thoughts on the 2016 vintage?
Well, 2016 is really fun. I mean, we haven't had a full-blown declaration, you know, by all the major houses since 2011. Right. And this is a kind of, you know, it's a wake-up call for all our customers to come back and, you know, retaste. I mean, it's kind of difficult in this day and age, you know, when everyone's kind of lives with instant gratification, not to give someone, you know, people something every year that's kind of the new release. And, you know, but we stick to the, we have a region which is, you know, naturally very, variable in terms of its climate.
I have friends. I'm 46. Yeah. I have friends who are younger than me, in their mid 30s, who wine snobby type friends, who say, you know, I think I'm going to stop buying vintage port because I don't think I'm going to be alive when it's ready.
Yeah.
How would you address that kind of consumer who sees this as, I mean, certainly their wine's capable of aging for extremely long periods of time. Mm. But how, like you said, when this realm of more instant gratification. Mm. What would you tell that kind of consumer?
Well, I say, well, if you've got enough money, you know, you can source ready-to-drink wines if you're really. But I mean, like everything, you know, it's like when you have a garden and plant a tree. I mean, you know, I think it would be selfish to say, well, I'm not going to plant this tree because I'm never going to see it when it's, you know, 50 years old. I mean, it, you know, I think it's, you know, one buys wines, and port's always been very much a gifting wine.
Yep.
You know, it's a collection of old port is one of the finest sort of heirlooms anybody could receive. So, you know, my thoughts are, well, you know, keep on buying. And you know, people buy wine for different reasons. And you know, 95% of wine is now purchased probably for, you know, drinking on the same day as it's purchased.
Right.
Whereas you know, vintage port and some of the, you know, more in the investment, maybe we should cover that. More in the investment bracket, you know, and you know, vintage port has always been a sort of investment grade wine. And people buy it, even if they're not going to drink it, they can always sell it on, you know, and hopefully for a lot more money than they paid for it. So from that point of view, your friend, you know, I mean, I don't want to be purely, you know, economic about it, but it's a pretty good one-way bet.
Right. And what do you think are the sort of the biggest challenges for port right now in the market? We talked before I started recording. We talked very briefly about maybe Portugal itself being so many small subdivisions. It's hard to get maybe, you know, the attention that you want given the export percentage that you've got. But are there any other challenges that?
Well,
you
I think
see?
You know, port evolved. Fortified wine evolved because it was a way of, you know, fortification and preserving wine, and red wine wasn't very good until the 1960s or 70s. You know, there was a lot of red wine that was really, you know, fall apart. Port was one of the, you know, most reliable and popular wines because it was always good, and I would say it still is good. You know, red wine has got better. Port is expensive. I mean, we can't bring a bottle really and sell it in the States, in the shelf here in the States, for less than $14-$15 a bottle. So we're not hugely expensive, but we're not the beverage alcohol, you know, jug wine kind of price.
Sure.
But what port has in its favor, I think, is uniqueness. I mean, it just, you know, this rich heritage, this really unique flavor. And what we're doing is if we're doing anything proactively, we're changing the way people look at port. We're serving port in more, you know, in a lighter environment. More tawny ports, you know, by the glass after dinner. I like the after dinner moment, by the way. I'm not going to try and make port cocktails.
Me too.
That wouldn't, you know. I mean, there's nothing better for lively conversation and, you know, social interaction than opening a bottle of port after you've cleared away your dinner. You know, just whether you're sitting at the table, whether you're in front of the TV, whether you're, you know, playing cards, you know, having a chat by the barbecue in the summer. I mean, it's a great, you know, it's a great sort of sharing wine.
Yeah.
And but challenges there are. I mean, there's clearly, you know, people aren't, you know, dining formally like they used to, you know, but I mean, happily, the amount, the value of port sold each year by the region is, you know, is 380 million euros, and that's, I know, 10% higher than it was 5 years ago. So the volume's gone down, but the value's gone up.
Right.
And that's like a lot of fine wines. You know, you've just got to focus on what's really good about your business and stop trying to be, you know, a volume, you know, Pork used to be got about 10.5 million cases. Now it's about at 8, but at 8.5, but it's at a higher value than it was before. So.
And it's, I guess one of the things you're saying in a way is, don't try to be everything to everyone.
No, I mean, and people say, well, you know, people look at you and you're in the port trade like you're an undertaker. You know, it's like, oh, you know, I used to drink port and I don't anymore. And actually, you know, the figures speak otherwise. You know, right. People are enjoying just as much port as really. Maybe not as much, but you know, the same value as they've always enjoyed. So.
So when you're, one last question, when you're not drinking port, what are you drinking?
You know what, I'm a huge Rhone fan, and I just, you know, I used to be just totally in love with the Northern Rhone, now I'm finding exciting things in the South. And, you know, so if I'm, you know, I was in a restaurant in London on Saturday on my way here, and I opened a bottle in a restaurant, Perrin,
I've got my girlfriend hooked on Gigondas.
Oh, I love that.
I love that. It's great.
I mean, you know, the Côte du Rhône basics are really good, but if you just go up to the villages, you know, for 20-30% more money, you're just in a different level of, you know, minerality. And there are a lot of similarities between what we do in the Douro, you know, our non-fortified reds, and what we have, in the Rhône. So, Joe, good to talk to you.
And yeah, likewise.